Instability in Egypt is again front of mind for investors in the Middle East and North Africa region. And so today I'm joined on the line by Lucy Jones, Controris Egypt analyst, to discuss the latest developments. Lucy, thanks for your time again. Now, from an outsider's perspective, it would appear that the authorities are applying a zero tolerance approach to the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you think they can achieve any form of political stability, let alone a longer term settlement which excludes the Brotherhood?
In our view, the current zero-sum approach is unworkable. We don't believe that the political environment can stabilise without the inclusion of the Brotherhood, but also Islamists more generally. They're a huge political force, and the authorities can't make them go away by arresting leaders and breaking up protests. And attempts to deal with the situation in this way will probably lead to a cycle of repression, unrest, further protests. And the other aspect of it is, of course, that attempts to exclude the Brotherhood in this way will almost certainly result in growing support for more radical groups.
And who do you believe holds the power currently? I mean who's pulling the strings?
Well, the nature of the clampdown over the last few days confirms that hardliners in the interim administration have final say, final decision-making power. There are some relatively more liberal voices in the interim cabinet, but these have proved to be very weak. And we've also seen many self-proclaimed pro-democracy activists praising this clampdown, which really underlines the scale of the polarisation of opinion at the moment. The only high-profile resignation that we've seen to date is that of Mohamed El-Baradei, who was vice president, and other politicians within the cabinet have continued to back the army's approach and will continue to do so.
Okay, and we've already seen how ongoing instability in Egypt has damaged the country's tourism sector. I mean, if you say you see no imminent end to the troubles, do you think there'll be broader harm done to investment?
Well, in our opinion, this latest flare-up is not just another spike in violence. The events in recent days have really increased the likelihood of serious civil strife. The political transition is effectively on hold. There's a credible possibility of a protracted period of military rule now. And all of these dynamics will have long-term ramifications for investor confidence. There are a lot of companies that have remained in Egypt throughout the troubles of the last 2 years and have remained sort of committed to the Egyptian market because in many ways it is a very attractive market. But a lot of these companies are now starting to reassess this position and starting to doubt the commercial viability of operating in the country.
Okay, thank you, Lucy. If you'd like to read more of Lucy's Egypt analysis, you can do so by signing up for a trial of Controris Country Risk Forecast or Prime Political and Security Risk Monitoring Services at our website, www.controlrisks.com. Additionally, you can find more of our podcasts by searching for Controris on iTunes.